Labour says it's a farce, with the Home Office saying the figure's likely to grow by another 50 million in the coming year. Flights remain grounded because of legal setbacks. Our political editor Beth Rigby says there's no guarantee the Commons will back the Prime Minister's latest version of the scheme.
If he wins next week, I would say this is a crisis delayed, not resolved. There is a view in the party that this legislation won't get the planes off the ground, and then he's in real crisis mode.
Next year's average global temperature could be over 1.5 degrees above industrial levels, according to the Met Office. Limiting warming to 1.5 is a key part of the Paris Agreement to reduce the effects of climate change. Vodafone, EE, 3 and O2 are facing what's being described as a £3 billion-plus lawsuit, alleging they've overcharged customers. O2 and EE have disputed the allegations. The number of fatalities from drink-drive crashes are at a 12-year high. The Department for Transport estimates 260 people were killed in alcohol-related collisions across Britain in 2021. Masters champion John Rahm has become the latest high-profile defector to live golf. He's left the PGA Tour, where he won four times in 2023 in a £450 million deal. It might jeopardise his future participation in the Ryder Cup. Former European captain Paul McGinley says it's a huge blow.
Liv will be very giddy this morning and, you know, chomping at the bit that they've smashed up what we've known to be professional golf in the last 40 or 50 years.
Stars including Johnny Depp and Nick Cave are expected to be among those attending the funeral of Pogues singer Shane McGowan later. It's being held in County Tipperary. And one in four of us is likely to give a second-hand gift this Christmas. Most people are likely to describe it as pre-loved, according to the Royal Mail. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's looking really bright, isn't it? And lovely out there, 11 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. That's going to be with you for most of the day, up until about 3 o'clock, and then it will cloud over. It should remain dry. Tomorrow morning, there is about a 70% chance of rain up until about 1 o'clock, and then it should be a dry afternoon, so pretty cloudy. There might be a little bit of sunshine, actually, in the afternoon, very briefly, and on Sunday, very, very choppy with the weather. It's 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze, cloudy, bit of sunshine and a bit of rain.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. Thank you very much to Michael Porter for the last 3 hours. It's been brilliant. We'll be back to do it all over again on Monday morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours here. No guests, just me and you. Bit of chat, see what's going on in the world, have a look at some new newspaper stories. Also, just be talking probably about a little bit about food because I can't help myself. And we'll talk about the Phoenix FM Christmas bash that we had last night. Oh, yes, we did. Thanks very much to Spencer Carter for giving me a lift. You can check out Spencer's show on Saturday. Yeah, it's good to see so many presenters actually last night, because we don't all cross over, you see. Now, I was in the studio yesterday doing some recording with Ed and finished off my track for next year, which is all done. I love this track that I've done. And there's a couple of different versions of it. So we did like an acoustic version, more of an up-tempo version, and a version that is actually in a different key. So it's just, you know, just so you've got a couple of options there. And then I said to Ed, I said, Patrick was talking about sort of Christmas carol things. He said, did I have anything? And I said, well, so I recorded a song yesterday, and Ed, unbeknown to me, hates Christmas. So I'm singing this Christmas carol, and Ed was making just terrible sort of sweary noises. I went, oh my gosh, I can't stand it. But that was, oh dear, a bit grinchy. I said, no Christmas decorations. You know, there's quite a few people I know that do hate Christmas. I mean, I was saying to somebody yesterday, you know, you hate Christmas, that's fine. I said, but it's one day. It's Christmas Day, isn't it? One day. That's it. And possibly Boxing Day, and then you've got New Year's. But that's it. It's one day. Get over yourself. I mean, the thing is, if you want to go away and be on a beach and do something different, that's lovely. It can be quite, you know, if you've got family and you're doing all the cooking and getting all the presents, it's a very stressful time. You know, it can be really stressful, especially when you've got a mixed family that might not get on and all that sort of thing. Or you've got to share your children over Christmas. Your children might be going off to your ex-partners and you might be on your own Christmas Day. You know, it's a lot of, I don't know, I always had this image of being round the log fire with my little son, what should we call him, Benjamin, I don't know why I said that name, and then my little daughter Storm, I'm glad I never had kids, and then we go, oh, it's like a, you know, I'm going to have a glass of mulled wine, they'd be like, but Mum, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, don't tell me what to do, it'd be that sort of Christmas, you know. But in your head, you have these, you think about these people that have these perfect Christmas, and nobody does, it's always, you know, eat too much, fall asleep, feel a bit sick because you've eaten too much, a bit too much wine possibly, get in a panic, the turkey doesn't cook, something goes wrong, kids don't like their presents, it's always like that. But I think Christmas really is kids, isn't it? It's just kids get so excited, and they're excited about it. It's only, you know, whatever you can afford to do, or even if you can't, it's Christmas of Santa being there. You know when people do like Elf on the Shelf, they do the little, you know, footprints. He's been in, he's had his coffee and he's had his milk, because he gets around in Brentwood, you know. Kids love it. They love it. And Santa Claus comes, as you know, to Brentwood quite a lot. So, exciting times for children. I do love seeing kids. They love the lights and the, I don't know, the whole shebang of commercialised Christmas. Anyway, now I was just looking to see what was happening on this day. It's weird because it hasn't come up. It came up on something else and I was like, oh no. But December the 8th, which is today, yeah, it is, 1980, John Lennon was shot. I didn't know it was today. It's only Christmas as well. I mean, I wonder what other music he would have done, because he wasn't particularly old, and I mean he was still recording and doing stuff, but I wonder what music he would have come out with. Might be more classic tracks. I mean, just imagine John Lennon and Paul McCartney, those two amazing songwriters, just happened to form a band together. It's incredible, it really is. And John Lennon is kind of forever stuck in time, isn't he, with his little yellow round glasses and slightly shaggy sort of hair, walking around with Yoko Ono in New York. So I thought I'd start the show off with a song by John Lennon. This is Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
downturn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Oh dear, Andy Gilson has struck again. I do love Andy Gilson. He is on the station here at Phoenix FM. Let me try and get my words out. That's because I've been eating chocolate already. What's the time? 20 minutes past. Oh my God, I've got to say, actually, 20 past 10. There were some pictures taken yesterday at, I took them of the Phoenix FM party. And I took some really lovely pictures. And then they went, oh, no, you've got to get in the pictures, Michelle. And I was like, I don't think so. What a disaster. What was I thinking? What was I wearing? Oh, honestly, I actually zoomed in on the picture of me. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like a blimp. Terrible. They won't be going anywhere. I'm going to send off the pictures. Paul would like them. I'll send off the pictures without me in them. I can't have those pictures going anywhere. It's too depressing. Absolutely horrendous. Horrendous. I don't know what I was doing. What was I thinking? It was a new jumper that I bought, which I really liked, but unfortunately I didn't realise that it was so tight across my gut. These things are sent to try us. Should we have some new music? Oh yes, let's do that, Michelle. That's right, you get in that folder. Get in that folder and you find some new music. T Green. This track was at the top of the USA dance chart, and this is That's the Way I Like It. And Casey and the Sunshine Band love his version too. Here's T Green. Be my guest next week as well. with T Green. Gonna have a classic on a Friday. Here is Bob Marley with Could You Be Loved. Fantastic track. That is Bob Marley with Could You Be Loved. Here's Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all. Thank you.
said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay.
Great song. That Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars. Oh, still very festive. What was that noise?
Sorry.
I don't know where that came. Ooh, I don't know where that came from. That wasn't even a proper thing. Ooh. My friend yesterday did a fantastic Vietnamese cooking course and absolutely smelt of garlic when he got back. I was like, whoa, that's, I think it's because he was making this dipping sauce. It does sound really nice, which is like with prawns and it was a course up in London and you made that. They didn't make pho, whatever it's called, pho, which is the kind of dish which is like the soup and it's got loads of noodles and meat. And that sounds fabulous because the chef made that and then they had some of it and also made some pork mince balls. And it was like the dipping sauce, which is like palm sugar and salt. And other bits, garlic and ginger. That apparently was just amazing. So I'm salivating even thinking about it. But they went, had a nice time. And I was like, whoa! It was like, you know, I think there must have been a little bit of raw garlic involved. Because, you know, it stays with you, doesn't it? Raw. I love garlic. I love it. I do love garlic. But it stays with you. Especially if it's raw. And one of my mates, their school friend, used to eat raw garlic. The mum used to eat raw garlic every day in the back of the car. You know, I have had, you know what, a couple of years ago, I did try a slice of garlic, tiny little thin slice, a little bit of strong cheese. I can't remember the cheese, but it was a really strong cheese and a little sip of red wine. And that combination in your mouth is lovely. But again, I wouldn't advise anybody to eat raw garlic because it's not pleasant.
Phoenix FM travel news.
For other people. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, but heading up from the Brook Street roundabout onto the section going up to the M11 from the roundabout. Oh, no. Yes, that's correct, Michelle. A little bit busy. A1023 is fine. Ongar Road, very, very busy heading up towards Wilson's Corner. If you are on the A127 road, blocked and pass queuing traffic due to a crash on the B186 Worley Street, both ways near Romford turnoff, affecting traffic between South Ockenden and Great Worley. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. And if you're heading up to Chelmsford, you've got a little bit busy where you've got the speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16. A little bit of a slower traffic there than normal. More traffic and travel in an hour. Yeah, I'm getting... Can you hear that? I'm making all sorts of strange noises. I can't get my words out. I keep doing that this morning. Well, it is Friday. By Friday, you know what I'm like. I'm kind of, you know... Anyway, we had the Phoenix FM getting together last night. It was just great to see all the presenters because we don't all get together very often. And we don't all know each other because obviously I'm sort of in the middle. So I cross over with breakfast and then people afterwards, like Siobhan, and you've got Patrick, who's on later today, and Bob and Scott. And then I know Joe because obviously I've seen Joe before, who does drive, but we don't cross over on shows. And then there's other people at the weekends, like, Spencer. And Vicky Michelle, I bet, on a few times, and also Tony Smith. This looks like, you know, Nigel. There's loads of people. So it's nice to see so many. John Chubb saw last night. It's just nice to see all these different presenters and say hi. And all passionate about radio. We're all kind of strange because we love radio, I suppose, in a way. A load of strangers who love radio in one room. What could go wrong? I got a lift, but I only had two drinks and very small. I didn't, you know, I wasn't in the mood. I could have stayed. Everyone was going, go on, have a drink, Michelle. Like I'm sort of like party monkey or something. But I was like, no. I won't be staying long. And just two little drinks. And they weren't two little drinks because they were poured out by somebody behind the bar who's obviously got no measure. So I had one of them and I was like, oh, my legs feel funny. What's going on? Anyway, here is Madonna. Still on tour, still doing well. Here she is with La Isla Bonita.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro, just like I'd never gone. I knew the song, the young girl with eyes like Bethesda. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
Moment.
That is Alison Moye with Is This Love. Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? I don't know what's happening. I watched a tiny bit this morning because I've not seen any of it. And I think somebody burnt rice. And I just thought, is there anything else that, you know, what's going on? But apparently somebody burnt some rice. I think Nigel had put the rice on, and it's somebody called James, and then Nigel had gone, can you look after it? James had gone onto the bunker, he'd fallen asleep, and then he came back and it was burnt, and then he tried to give people the burnt rice, and they said it tasted like popcorn but burnt. But I don't know what's been going on. It must have been, I mean, apparently it's been meant to be a good meant to be a good show, but I've not really seen it. Furious sexism backlash as Joey Barton's for saying BBC football focused host Alex Scott shouldn't comment on men's football. Oh dear. Well, it's this kind of, it kind of just, you know, if you're into the game and you're passionate about the game, it doesn't matter, you're a presenter, aren't you? That's the thing, isn't it? If you're a presenter and you, it's like, if it just say, I used to love motor racing, not saying I know anything about cars, but I used to love it years and years ago. Maybe I don't want you to be a presenter to do that, but why not? I don't see the problem. If you know about the game, you're a presenter. I really think that whether you're a male or female doesn't really come into things like that when you're a presenter, does it or not? I don't know. I suppose maybe for certain things, I don't know. I thought we just moved on. You're a presenter. It's not like, I don't look at, you know, if I was watching football and there was a female presenter, would I think that was strange? Not in 2023. Probably you went back about 20 years ago, you might go, this a bit, you know, might have seemed a bit odd because it wasn't a regular thing. But now I don't think, you know, a presenter is a presenter. So I don't know. But you never see, the thing is, I just read out that headline and there might be so much more to that story, and I've just picked out a tiny bit, and then you have to investigate to make sure somebody has actually said what they've said. It's not been twisted. Philip Schofield could be offered a new role on a commercial radio after being given a fresh chance. He is a good presenter. You know, I think he's a good presenter no matter. I think they wanted to get rid of, you know, I think it was time for Phil and Holly to go. Let's put it that way. So they could really upgrade this morning. But I used to like Philip Schofield when he was in the Broom Cupboard, and also on Going Live with Sarah Green. It was just brilliant. But I suppose, you know, and also he's had a bit of a kick in now. So I think, who knows what went on, you know, off stage, and how you behave when you've got the world at your feet and you're the top of, like, the television tree. Who knows? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he should be able to work again. He didn't murder anybody. He should be able to work again. And people do like Philip Schofield. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a bit, you know, if the press turn on you, you know, this is the thing. When you know, it's all right when they're singing your praises, but when they turn on you, you've had it. Not what I'll ever find out. Here is Liam Payne and Rita Ora with For You.
Been waiting for a lifetime for ya. Been breaking for a lifetime for ya. Wasn't looking for love till I found you. Oh, my night for love till I found you. Oh.
Skin to skin, breathe me in. Filled with your kiss on your lips, I'm made of ecstasy. I'll be yours. For a thousand lives,
a thousand lives.
I'm freezing, but I'm finding your cage. I'm diving in deep and I'm riding with no brakes.
No.
I'm leaving your love and you're swimming in my veins. You got me now.
for a lifetime for ya. Been breaking for a lifetime for ya.
I think we should have some more new music taking us up to the news. And Broken Bay, I've been loving their version of this track. They've done a version of Mad World, which is the Tears for Fears track. And here they are with Mad World. Be back after these. Broken Bay.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.